This is Jay Sekulow. The president asked, why are we funding the Pakistani government and the Palestinian Authority when they continue to fund terror?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Will the U.S. maintain its present level of funding of the U.N. Relief Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in light of the General Assembly Jerusalem resolution pushed by the Palestinians and the Palestinian U.N. representative's threat to unleash, quote, all the weapons we have in the U.N., close quote?
I think the president has basically said that he doesn't want to give any additional funding or stop funding until the Palestinians are agreeing to come back to the negotiation table.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The Pakistan aid issue is not connected to the vote we had with Jerusalem. It is entirely connected to Pakistan's harboring of terrorists. However, as I said in December, we won't forget the Jerusalem vote.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I got a simple question to ask you, and that's this. How do you feel about $700 million of your taxpayer money going to the Pakistani government's military and about the same amount going to the Palestinian Authority, who will not even go to the negotiating table to meet with the Israelis? I say that because the president has said the United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they've given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give safe haven to terrorists. We hunt in Afghanistan with little help. No more, said the president. Then he tweeted out, it's not only Pakistan that we pay billions of dollars to for nothing, but also many other countries. As an example, we pay the Palestinians hundreds of millions of dollars a year and get no appreciation or respect. They don't even want to negotiate a long overdue peace treaty with Israel. We've taken Jerusalem, the toughest part of the negotiation, off the table. But Israel, for that, would have to pay more. But with the Palestinians no longer willing to talk peace, why should we make any of these massive future payments to them? Now, these are questions. I want to get your reaction. How do you feel about your taxpayer dollars going to the Palestinian Authority, going to the Pakistan military? We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Andy Economo is joining us here with me in the studio. Is Logan Than Bennett in our office in Washington. Let me quickly go to Than. Than, let's talk quickly about the appropriations money. There's money the president can directly take off the table without congressional assistance.
Absolutely. He's absolutely correct on this $255 million that goes to the Pakistans, and then also about $400 million that goes to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Jay, that's money that it's an executive branch function. He controls. Yes, we got to go back to Congress to pull some of this, but on those two accounts, he is 100% correct. He controls them. He could end it.
Andy and Logan, and me included, we've all been to the Palestinian authorities. And Andy, it is fair to say the differential when you leave Israeli-controlled A and B territory to what's called C territory, which is still Israel but controlled by the Palestinians, it's two different worlds.
Well, I have to say it is a move from civilization to non-civilization. I have been there six times, Jay. We have been into the territories controlled by the Palestinians, the territories controlled by Israel. You leave one, you have flowering trees, you have beautiful fields, you have bustling streets and highways and marketplaces, and you go to the other one and you think you've gone back to Berlin after the bombing after World War II, or what Hamburg must have looked like after the carpet bombings of the wars. And this is years after the state of Israel was created and the Palestinians
have
lived there.
Well, these refugees camps are 70 years old now.
Right.
And so I think that we have to recognize that what we're dealing with is the Palestinian Authority has no authority. And then when they make these threats against Israel and Israelis, we need to realize exactly what we're dealing with. And you know what we're dealing with? We're dealing with a government that is not a controlling government. And why should we give them billions of dollars over the course of just a few years? We'll take your calls and comments on that when we come back
from
the break.
Phone lines are jammed up right now, but they'll open up. Keep trying to give us a call during the break. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard today. Again, 1-800-684-3110. You can also join us broadcasting live right now on Facebook and Periscope. That's at facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope, and Twitter at Jay Sekulow. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking to aid, and we're focusing on two countries. So President Trump has threatened to cut off USA to the Palestinian Authority and to Pakistan. And currently, according to congressional records, over the past 5 years, on average, the United States gives the Palestinian Authority directly $350 million a year in economic support and another $350 million and a little bit more than that to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which, by the way, is equal to almost all the other countries combined if you take out Saudi Arabia and the EU. In fact, we give more than Saudi Arabia and the EU together. If you add Saudi Arabia's money and the EU's money, we give more to the Palestinians through the relief agencies than they do combined, and that doesn't include the $350 million that we also give direct. And this is when the Palestinians are refusing to go to the table. They're saying they're not going to the table because of the president's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which, as we've said many times in this broadcast, a sovereign nation has the right to determine and declare its own capital. But again, this is, shows you the kind of the political nature of this. Here's what Nikki Haley had to say, the ambassador to the, of the United States to the United Nations.
The administration is withholding $255 million in assistance to Pakistan. There are clear reasons for this. Pakistan has played a double game for years. They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration.
So I think that it's fair to say, Dan, the game playing under this administration is coming to an end.
Absolutely. Ambassador Haley is exactly right on this. Let me be clear. The $255 million that she's talking about, Jay, that is foreign military financing that is funded through the State Department and then run by the Department of Defense. Jay, those are dollars that are to be used to buy military equipment. So they are to be used with our allies who are cooperating in the war on terror and our other national security interests. That has not been Pakistan over the last couple of years. There have been safe harboring terrorists from Afghanistan and other places. So the president and Ambassador Haley are absolutely right to do this. And Jay, here's the other thing that's really smart about this. The $255 million, that is completely at the control of the commander in chief. He can spend that elsewhere in countries that are actually cooperating with us.
Well, and the fact of the matter is these countries don't cooperate with us, and they are basically thumbing their nose. I mean, they purportedly they would not meet with the vice president of the United States. So they'll take our $700 million, Andy, the Palestinian Authority, but they will not meet with the vice president of the United States.
That's outrageous. The idea that they would take that massive amount of aid from the United States and not meet with the second in command of the United States government is unthinkable. And at least President Trump has shown the courage finally make a decision that has not been made in so long by prior administrations, including that of his predecessor, Mr. Obama, to cut the aid to these people who are not respecting the United States, who lie to us, who do not cooperate with us, who harbor terrorists from Afghanistan and other places. I salute the president for taking this decisive and very important action.
I agree. I mean, obviously it's not been finalized yet. I mean, this is on the table right now, and it's an important statement that he's making. Let's go ahead and take some calls and comments, Logan, as well.
All right. First off, let's go to George, who's calling in California on line 3. George, you're on the air.
Hey, George.
Yes. Jay. Yep.
Yes, sir.
I'm just outraged at any money that we send to the Palestinian Authority, because they hate us. They hate the Jewish people. And they spend the money to fight against the Jewish people instead of helping their own people get out of the poverty that they're in, and they don't care about anything else. It's just outrageous.
Well, look, I think there are Palestinian people that are good people, okay? It's not the people. It's the government. And they don't really have a government. They're in partnership with Hamas. So this is a false narrative that's out there, is that you could actually negotiate with Hamas. The answer to that is you cannot. They call for Israel's destruction. And Logan, you've been in these areas before. Yep. These are, when you leave, I mean, describe for people what it is getting on a bus, getting off a bus, getting back on a bus again.
Well, you don't feel like you're at all in the same area of the world or in the same nation. It's somewhat, when you have never been to Israel, it's a very high-tech country. That's one of their biggest exports by technology. Yep. So when you get off and it is, it feels like you've traveled back in time or you're in these third world areas. Now, some of it is, almost theater when you're there too, as well. When you walk through some of these areas, it's very.
When you say theater, what do you mean?
It's hard to explain to kind of, if you've never been there, but those images that you see of the children on the streets throwing things or with guns, or
yeah.
You see that very much, but you can almost tell that it's put in place. Some of it is there for the people,
media.
For the media, and for you going through it. Look, it's hard. I mean, you have to have a heart for the people there. You're there, and it's not like they are living in great conditions. That's absolutely not the way it is, but it's also perceived, like this.
But it's a third generation now, Andy, a third generation in the refugee camps. They're not assimilating into Jordan. They're not assimilating into the other countries, the other Arab countries in the region.
No.
And this is a they use them as a political ploy.
You wonder, where is this money going that we're giving to them? I went to Bethlehem, Jay, and I was scared to death. And we got off the bus and they said, stick together. I looked around. This is Bethlehem, the city of the birth of Christ, the advent that we've just celebrated in the Christian church. And I look around and I see buildings half destroyed, it looks like, half completed with the rebar still sticking out of them, and people living in misery and poverty. What? And when we've given them this kind of aid, it is now the year 2018, and this is what it looks like? I don't think so.
All right, so we're taking your calls on this. How do you feel about your taxpayer money being used for this? We haven't even touched on Pakistan yet. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan will also take some comments. Well, let me go to Than on this. Than, tell us let's define very clearly here what the president can do on his own initiative and what Congress would need to do.
Sure, where there's multiple accounts. First of all, and when you're talking about the Palestinian Authority or the Palestinian Unity Government, Jay, what he could do is he could stop the contributions to UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. That's exactly what Ambassador Haley said he's going to do, nearly $400 million. And then on the Pakistan side, Jay, he could unilaterally pull the $255 million in foreign military financing that they're getting. And just real quickly to Andy's point, he says, are these refugees getting any of this money, Jay? No. Ultimately, it all ends up in the hands of the unity government. Guess what they use it to? They use it to reward terrorists. We've talked about this before. For slight. That's where it goes.
Andy and I participated in a program at Exeter College at Oxford University that had it was a 4-week program a couple summers ago at Exeter. And they had a lecture. Do you remember this? It was the lecture from the refugee assistance, one of the former heads of the refugee assistance program. And she said that the way in which the aid is given does not get to the people in need, that the corruption levels are so difficult and the bureaucracy so entrenched that the actual aid doesn't get to the people that need the aid.
It does not. It never reaches them. The idea that we're giving it to help the people. And we want to, I mean, the Palestinian people are good people, Jay. We, you know, we cannot say that we don't want to aid the people in distress, but we're giving it to the authority, the so-called government that represents the Palestinians, and what they're doing is squandering the money funding terrorist organizations. I don't understand why we continue to do this. Finally, we've got a president with the will, the decisiveness, and the political guts, if you will, to take this move, and I think that that's a stellar thing that he is doing.
So here's the, I guess, the question. Do we have time for another call? You want to grab a call right before the break?
We can do that. We can grab one quickly. Okay. Let's go to Michael in Florida.
Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Quick question.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say it's taken too long for us to reach this point. We have turned around and we have funded the government, and not the Palestinian people, because they're not getting the money. And we have people crossing over the borders, and they're causing harm to our own soldiers that are over there trying to, they're putting their lives on the line, and many people have suffered over and over and over. And it's not about the government, it's about the people.
Well, here's the thing. With the Pakistan government, we're giving their military $350 million a year, roughly, and they're harboring terrorists. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the broadcast. But you have to understand this. The language now, Michael, has changed coming out. You've got an administration that's changed. There's a new sheriff. There's a new way of doing business. And Nikki Haley said this. The Palestinians now have to show the world they want to come to the table. As of now, they're not coming to the table, but they ask for aid. We're not giving the aid. We're going to make sure they come to the table, and we want to move forward with the peace process. I think this is it. I think this is you. This is the moment of truth. I really do. That's how I view it. I mean, this is the moment of truth.
Jay, the president has finally come up with the solution that's just so obvious. Cut their money off until they come and talk peace.
Yep.
Stop giving the money to fund terrorism.
And you take Jerusalem off the table.
That's already done. Yep. I mean, Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel for 3,000 years, and now someone is complaining about it?
Well, there you go. All right, we're going to take more calls and comments when we come back from the break. Logan will let you know how to engage. Phone lines are jammed. They're opening up, though, so you can keep calling.
Yeah, exactly. Their lines are completely jammed. You may call and get a busy signal. But keep calling, because some of those won't make it on the air. 1-800-684-3110. You can also get your comments out online. And know if you put a comment online, somebody in our team reads every single one of the comments, and we take some of those on the air and during the breaks, because we don't take breaks when you watch online.
Let me tell you also, we've got two lawyers at the ACLJ in federal court this morning in consolidated cases, one on the unmasking of the Trump team. Remember, that took place under Susan Rice. The other is a FOIA request regarding Samantha Powers and her unmasking. So we are in federal court literally today in Washington, D.C. on both of those cases. They've now been consolidated. So we will give you a report on that, I'm sure, on the broadcast tomorrow as we get more information. All right, we come back from the break. More calls at 800-684-3110. Don't forget, support the ACLJ at aclj.org.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So here's what you got. I'm looking at the aid numbers just to the Palestinian Authority. We're talking about $368 million that we give to the, it's called UNRWA, which is the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. $368 million a year. Then we give another $350 million in direct aid, $700 million there. Then to the Pakistani military, we give another $250 million worth of aid. Basically, $1 billion a year. And let me ask this question. What is the United States of America getting for this $1 billion a year of your taxpayer dollars, of my taxpayer dollars? That's the question I ask. We want your comments and reactions to it at 1-800-684-3110. Joining us in the studio is our director of policy, Professor Harry Hutchinson. Professor Hutchinson, I'll ask you the same question. What are we getting for this?
Well, excellent question. My answer is that the funding is being squandered on terror, corruption, and other forms of misconduct that are endemic inside of the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority has linked itself with Hamas in a so-called unity government. That means that the Palestinian Authority is linked directly to terrorism. In addition, the Palestinian Authority has paid its citizens to commit acts of terror. The Taylor Force Act, which is currently pending in Congress, would do something about cutting such funds.
All right, Fan, what's the status of the Taylor Force Act, and tell us what that entails? I think it's very important people to understand this. Yep.
I'm glad Harry brought it up, because this is where Congress needs to meet the president's strong actions, Jay. The House has passed the Taylor Force Act. The Senate has not. Basically, it would say no more economic support for the Palestinian government unless they cease pay to slay, which is a program where the Palestinian government pays the terrorists and the families of terrorists who commit acts of violence in the region. Jay, this week is too late for the Senate to pass it. They should have passed it last year, but they need to get on board with this. They need to pass it. They need to send it to the president for his signature, and they need to follow his strong leadership on it.
I think this is what's going to happen. I mean, I think that the American people have about had it with all of this. All right, we're taking your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a call, Logan.
Yeah, let's go to David in Houston, Texas, online six, you're on the air.
Hi, David.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I really appreciate what you guys do, and I'm enraged by this whole thing. And as a single taxpayer, I want to know what's the most effective thing that I can do to help thwart this money that's going to the Palestinians. How can I make my voice more heard?
Yeah.
Either at a grassroots level or just what's the most effective thing?
Well, I think it is a grassroots level, David. And we have a petition up at aclj.org. And let me encourage you to go there and share it with your friends. It's basically to stop this funding. And the president's going to take moves on. Now, as that moves becomes more aggressive, we'll get more aggressive on the petitioning. But for those that are listening, if you want to add your name, it's right on the front page of the website, aclj.org. You go right there. Logan could actually tell you what to do on that right now, because if you want to do it, let's just find out what the number is right now. And how do people do it, Logan? It is that simple.
To sign the petition?
Yeah.
Yep, aclj.org right now. During the show, it's actually directly to the right. It says sign. You'll see. Just put your first name, last name, email address, and that'll start the process.
Over
92,000 people will sign this.
So we already had 92,000.
192,000.
Yes. Almost 200,000. There you go. So this is this could be an issue that reaches a half million names.
Oh, yes.
Which will stop $1 billion worth of aid immediately until we get some real action here. And I think that's what has to happen. The president is doing this like a businessman. I am paying consideration. It's like offer acceptance contract, Andy. Here's my consideration. I'm willing to pay X amount of dollars to you. You need to do this. But we've had basically 25 years of nobody asking the other side to do anything other than get money. That's and I blame Republicans and Democrats for that.
Oh, I agree totally, Jay. And you know, you do have a president who is a businessman who said, but he said this during his campaign, make America first. In other words, why are we suckers? Because that's what we really are. I'm giving you money, and I'm expecting to you to give me something other than lies, deceit, harboring terrorists in exchange for that. That's the part of the contract that I want, that I am not getting the benefit of my bargain. So what the president does is he says, okay, no more money. I'm not giving you any more money until you come to the peace table, until you stop funding terrorists. What is so difficult to understand about a president who makes that kind of a business decision?
Harry, do you think that approach... let's talk about what. How would you approach this? I mean, the president's doing this very directly. He's hitting 150 million people on social media around the world. The Palestinian Authority's on notice. The Pakistan government is on notice. How do you directly impact this in your view?
Well, I think what the president is doing is absolutely correct. He is placing direct pressure on the Palestinians and the Pakistanis. Both countries have been allied with or directly or indirectly supported terrorism in the past. In addition, with respect to the Palestinian Authority, they have supported international BDS efforts, as well as other efforts designed to delegitimize Israel, which is a U.S. ally. It's a beacon of hope and peace in the Middle East. And essentially, the Palestinians are attempting to undermine that country, and they are claiming, right, in response to what the president has done, that the president is engaged in political extortion or blackmail. Well, the reality on the ground is Hamas is engaged in political extortion. They demand the destruction of Israel as the price for peace. That is blackmail.
Yeah.
That is extortion.
Yeah, and that's a non-starter. And the president's also, look, he's going to make the Israelis negotiate too. This is going to be a negotiation process. I mean, one thing we know about this president, he understands the art of the deal. He understands the negotiations. The question I have, Fan, in Washington is, does the leadership in Washington have the stomach to take a what I would consider the right move here, which is to say, we're not just doling out money and getting nothing in return? Those days are over.
Well, we're going to soon find out, Jay, because it's very simple. Will the Senate pass the Taylor-Forst Act, which would control the appropriation side of this? You know, the president can stop the UNRWA funding, but Congress needs to stop sending this appropriation out the door. They've been doing it for decades, Jay. If the Senate passes that legislation, it will show that they are following the president's lead. If they don't, Jay, it means that they have not yet gotten that message. We're sending that message to them.
Yeah, so 193,000 of you signed our petition. We encourage you, others that haven't, just go to ACLJ.org. And sign that petition now again at ACLJ.org. We've got a lot more to talk about on this. We've got questions coming in. We will take more calls and comments. Logan's going to let you know how you can do it and how you can get the next 30 minutes of this broadcast as well.
That's right. If you don't get the next half hour of JSEC live on your local station, here's what you can do. You can go to ACLJ.org. You can watch it there. You can watch it on Facebook and Periscope, or you can comment as well. Facebook.com/JSEC. Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow, Twitter at Jay Sekulow. Get your comments in. We take some of those on the air and during the show. Later on, archived on the ACLJ app, available in the App Store for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and also in the Roku channel store. To search for ACLJ and subscribe to the Jay Sekulow podcast.
We're also going to do something else. We aired at the conclusion of our broadcast, I think it was yesterday or the day of yesterday, our 30-minute special we put together on Iran. Those protests have really increased. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to come back on the air and do a special again. We'll show that 30 minutes. We'll have some commentary before it, and we'll give you an update on that. But we're going to have that as a standalone, so you could see that. We'll probably have about 5 or 7 minutes of commentary, but we'll do that tomorrow afternoon as well. All right, we'll take more calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Also, don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ, and a huge thank you to all of you that supported our work in 2018. We met our goals for December because of you, which allows us to continue to engage these issues. ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more in a moment.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
We had a spirited commentary going from Andy Economo during the break. Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. A couple things we're talking about. We're talking about aid, U.S. dollars going to Pakistan, and particularly the military, about $250 million a year, and another $750 almost million that we give to the Palestinian Authority, and for that we get them not willing to meet with the Vice President of the United States purportedly when he goes to the Middle East for his trip. Then why are we giving them three-quarters of $1 billion a year? Because the United States recognized Israel's capital is Jerusalem, which basically is a non-starter because, of course, a sovereign government can state its own capital. So here's what you got. Because no one denies that Jerusalem is part of Israel. So it's not like, you know, it's not like a country saying we're going to declare, you know, France saying we're going to declare our capital to be Barcelona. Okay? This is their territory. They get to make those decisions. We got that going on. At the same time, we got two of our lawyers in court right now on the unmasking of Americans that was done by Susan Rice and Samantha Powers, and they've been in federal court on that. We may be able to get an update there. But we're talking about $750 million of aid. And I want to know, it's $1 billion a year when you add it together with the Pakistan and government and the Palestinians. So let me ask you this question, American people. What's your reaction to this? 800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. And I ask this to you, Harry. What are we getting for this?
Well, we're not getting very much. We are getting lectures from the Palestinian Authority. For instance, they assert that by recognizing Jerusalem, the president has violated international law, destroyed the very foundations of peace, and condoned Israel's illegal annexation of the city of Jerusalem. In addition to condemnation from the Palestinians, we are getting terrorism throughout the Middle East. They are allied with Hamas. Hamas works with Hezbollah. Indirectly, they are receiving support from Iran. So it all comes together, but it is not in the U.S. interest to continue to support terror and instability in the Middle East.
We're going to be live on radio tomorrow, but in the afternoon, we're going to do a special on Iran for Facebook and Periscope that you're not going to want to miss. So, again, we'll encourage you to do that. Nikki Haley addressed the issue of Pakistan. Here's what she said.
The Pakistan aid issue is not connected to the vote we had with Jerusalem. It is entirely connected to Pakistan's harboring of terrorists. However, as I said in December, we won't forget the Jerusalem vote.
I got to tell you something. I sure like this new foreign policy. It's called a foreign policy, actually. That's what you're having implemented here. I think, Dan, that it bodes well for the American people.
It's just spot on. I mean, Pakistan gets over $2 billion a year on average. But look, the money that they're talking about, the $255 million, Jay, it has a specific purpose, and it is to engage, it is for other countries to buy military equipment, countries that are cooperating with us in the war on terror and other national security items. Jay, Pakistan hasn't been doing that. So what Ambassador Haley said is absolutely right. Until you do that, until you cooperate with us, until you quit harboring terrorists, guess what? We're going to pull that $255 million back, and we're going to send it to a country who does cooperate with us.
Well, this tells you what—listen, there's a new way of doing business, Andy, and this president is— you know, you're either with us or not with us. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Well, it is doing business. That's the thing that it is, Jay, and you said it correctly. He is doing business as a business person does business, and that is, I'm going to make a contract with you. I've got a deal with you. You cooperate with me. You help me unmask terrorists. You help me stop attacks throughout the world on citizens and so forth, and I'll give you money.
Yep.
If you don't, I won't.
Here's what the president said about Pakistan in a speech he gave in August.
The next pillar of our new strategy is to change the approach and how to deal with Pakistan. We can no longer be silent about Pakistan's safe havens for terrorist organizations, the Taliban, and other groups that pose a threat to the region and beyond.
These are very, very strong words. All right, we're going to come back from a break. Logan, we'll take more calls.
That's right. We also have exclusive videos coming up at the break. So if you're watching online, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to see that. 1-800-684-3110, though, if you want your voice heard on the air. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard today on the show. We'll take a lot more calls when we come back and also take some of those comments as well. We'll be right back.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Broadcast, everyone. I mentioned during one of the breaks earlier in the first half hour of the broadcast, we've got two ACLJ litigators in court right now, or just got back from court in Washington, D.C., on the issue of the unmasking that Susan Rice was engaged in and Samantha Powers and others. And this was, we wanted to get to the bottom of who authorized this. We're more unmasking of Americans than many administrations combined, and happening within weeks before the Obama administration was coming to an end. And, Andy, we went to federal court on that today.
We did, and this was before a new judge, a new U.S. district judge appointed by President Trump, I might say, and who has said that the American Center for Law and Justice, those of us seeking this information, have been prejudiced. In other words, we have been harmed by the actions of the governmental agencies in not producing the documents that we asked to be produced about what? Spying on Americans by the Obama administration. And he has ordered that to cease and to for them to begin producing the documents in an expeditious fashion. I think that is a great victory. But, you know, like you say, Jay, we got to go to court to do this. It's not going to happen by sending a letter. We've got to persist and persist.
Apparently what we're hearing is that the National Security Administration and the State Department wanted another month to go by before they produced anything on this case, and the judge is saying no. All right, we're taking your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110. Brenda's been holding a long time. Logan, let's go.
All right, Brenda in L.A., you're on the air.
Hey, Brenda, go ahead.
Yes, I don't understand why we give our hard-earned money to countries who don't care about us and even hate us and our ally, Israel. It makes no sense. I love Trump, and the Congress is weak.
Here's the problem. We've been doing it for this way for almost 40 years. Really, since the, I mean, you can go back this into the 70s. Aid given out, nothing comes back in return. Aid goes out. In fact, not only does nothing come back in return, Harry, aid often goes out and they are then making derogatory policies aimed at the United States.
Absolutely. So essentially, there has been a 40-year bipartisan consensus to continue to give aid to groups that openly condemn the United States. Jay, this must stop.
I mean, think about that for a moment. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And it's important to note that many of these organizations deny reality. They deny history. Some of the Palestinians are claiming that U.S. action in recognizing Jerusalem is illegal. And it's that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Palestine. Well, Jay, there is no state of Palestine.
Right.
There never has been a state of Palestine.
Right.
Whereas Jerusalem has a connection with the Jewish people that goes back thousands upon thousands of years. So we have been dealing in a world of unreality, and it is time to face the facts that are actually on the ground. I think the current administration is trying to do that.
All right, let's grab another call, Logan.
All right, continuing on. Let's go ahead. Let's go to Ezra in New Jersey on line three.
Hi, Ezra. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. First, yep. I wanted to thank you. I was actually at your BDS at the BDS summit at the UN as student, and you gave me a tremendous amount of inspiration to carry on forward.
Appreciate that.
Now, moving forward to my question: if the United States, POTUS, and Congress through the Taylor Force Act is able to thwart some funding to go to the Palestinian Authority in Gaza, what pressure will that give to the Iranian regime in discontinuing its practices to funding terrorism in the Gaza Strip and elsewhere?
You know, Ezra, great question. But let me tell you what's happening to the Iranian regime right now. They're titularly hanging in there. I mean, they're barely hanging in because protesters are on the street today in big numbers. We haven't covered it today, but in bigger numbers than have been there since the beginning of this. And they're chanting, no to Gaza, no to Hezbollah, no to Hamas. No to these rulers of theirs. So the Iranian, which is the largest exporter of terrorism, we're doing this special tomorrow on this, they are, in effect, the people of Iran are rejecting this, which I will then go to Than and ask, because I've been asking this, is there any movement, are you hearing anything from the congressional offices on what's going on in Iran?
A little bit, Jay, and a little bit on the Taylor Force Act, literally just in the last few minutes, that it does look like there may be consideration on that in the next few weeks. But look, to the larger point, and I hope this is the Hill's response, maybe some of these terrorist groups will turn to Iran and look for more funding. But guess what? That is a terrible reason for the United States to step into the gap and to fund this terrorism. They might try to look elsewhere, but the United States should not be participating in that.
All right, taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, taking your comments as well. Logan, who's next?
Let's go to Danette in New Hampshire on line four.
Hi, Danette. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, you guys. Hey. Thanks for everything you do. My question when we very first began is why did we begin giving these countries and state and organizations money in the first place? And wasn't there a stipulation as to, you know, how you're going to use the money?
We gave the money out of an act of goodwill because the Americans are compassionate and we don't want to see people struggling in these countries. And so the compassion part's there. The problem is not the people themselves. It is the governments. These governments are hostile to the interests of the United States, hostile to the West. They say this publicly. And frankly, we've not asked anything in return. And what we've gotten in return, as Andy said earlier, basically, is them saying, you know what? We're going to not only disparage you, we're going to execute policies contrary to what you're advocating, but still take your money.
That's precisely the case, Jay. You know, we're a wealthy nation. We have treasure, we have talent, we have money, we have big companies who make money who are now giving bonuses based on the tax act back to the people, just as what the president predicted. We want to do good things for the people of the world, but we don't need to be suckers, because that's what we are when we give money to these governments who turn around and lie to us, who are deceitful to us, who take the money and use it to fund terrorist organizations. This president has finally shown the political will to cut the water off. And that's exactly what he has done, and he's going to do it in an even-handed fashion across the spectrum, I believe.
Well, I think this is a complete change in negotiating posture and negotiating strategy, which in my mind is well overdue. All right, we're taking your calls. We're taking your comments at 1-800-684-3110. It's 800-684-3110. Pakistan has been a big issue as well. We give them $250 million directly to their military, correct, Harry?
That's absolutely correct. In addition, we give them economic aid, which may help the people. But it was also the military aid, if we take a step back, was grounded in the presumption that aid would advance the cause of peace. Jay, I think the facts suggest that giving aid to advance the cause of peace was simply an illusion. Pakistan harbors terrorists. They provide a base for the Taliban to operate in Afghanistan. So it is time to stop funding the Palestinian military, which indirectly funds terror, at least in my opinion.
All right, we're taking your calls, taking your comments at 1-800-684-3110. Let me play on the Pakistan side of this what Heather Nauert from the State Department has said just recently on this. Here we go.
What the president has asked Pakistan to do repeatedly is to take more action against militants and terrorists in Pakistan. We have had a complicated relationship with Pakistan. You may recall that they were of assistance to the U.S. government when it came to releasing the Coleman family, an American citizen from the United States, late last year. But yet it was a country that also harbored Osama bin Laden.
And I made that point earlier. The Pakistan, Osama bin Laden was harbored next to a military base for a couple of years in Pakistan. Now, I'm glad that President Obama went in and got Osama bin Laden, or had the military get Osama bin Laden. That was a good thing for the country. But he was next to a military base. And we're giving them, you know, over the course of like 12 years, $35 billion? I mean, tell me how this makes any sense. So then I go back to you in Washington. What needs to transpire for this to be fixed?
Well, that military base you're talking about, Jay, there would have been weaponry on that base that was paid for with this $255 million that we're talking about. That is directly what it's for. It is used to buy military equipment. It's supposed to be used for our allies. On this issue, Jay, the only thing that needs to happen for it to be fixed is the president can redesignate that to another country. When you talk about the other dozen or so accounts that Pakistan gets, the Congress would have to get involved. But this is why the president's smart on this. On this $255 million of foreign military financing that is under the purview of the commander-in-chief, he can suspend it, he has suspended it, and he can continue to withhold it.
We're also getting your calls at 1-800-684-3110, but we're also getting comments that are coming as well.
Like from Judith said, I agree, we need to stop funding terrorist countries. Use the money. They don't use the money for their people. They use their money for terrorism.
Correct.
So that's a comment that came in. And Phillips, that's time. It's very nice to have a time, have a president leading from ahead instead of from behind. So
well,
good comments.
Look, I mean, the president's being very aggressive on this. He's changing the paradigm, Andy, of what the way this has been viewed in the past. He really has.
That's right. He's made the decisions that we expected, and he's shaken up things in Washington. He said he was going to do that. He said he was going to put America first. He said we've been taken advantage of too long. He's done exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll take more calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. As I said, we had two lawyers in court today on the case of American Center for Law and Justice versus the United States Department of the State. And the court there looks like issuing an order demanding that the State Department and others release the documents on unmasking of American citizens that we're demanding, and said we've been prejudiced by their delay. We'll get a formal order in the next, probably by the end of today. All right, we'll take your calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
Yeah.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have a regular radio broadcast tomorrow, but tomorrow afternoon we're also going to run our 30-minute special that we did on Iran, and we're going to have some commentary before it that we'll be involved in, and then run the special, and then a little commentary at the end so that you could get this 30-minute special we put together in context, which I think will be very helpful. We've got a lot of calls, so what we're going to try to do, we'll take them in order, which they called. Let's try to go through these as quick
all
as
right,
we can.
Jim, first in Cleveland, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey,
line
Jim,
five.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I think we need to move the window of acceptable debate in the United States from stopping funding terrorism, which is small potatoes, to where we are saying we're behind Israel, we're giving you the go-ahead to have total victory here, because there's no way ever that the Palestinians and Gaza and the Arabs in general are going to accept Israel as a state.
Well, the Palestinian Authority doesn't want to do that, and certainly Hamas says that in their charter, that they will not recognize Israel as a state. So you're correct there. I don't like going after the people, because the people generally want peace, they want food, they want shelter, and they want medical care. But they've been living as refugees for three generations, and this is not acceptable. So I think what the president did was saying, look, we're giving you all this aid, which we don't even know where it's going, and then you're in a partnership government with Hamas, which wants to destroy Israel. So why would we give you money if you're then saying you're not even going to meet with the vice president if he goes there to discuss a peace settlement? So I think that, you know what, then fine, you don't get our $750 million in collective aid. See how that works for you, Palestinian Authority. That hurts the people, by the way, although I don't think the people are the beneficiaries anyways. But it's not a good move for the Palestinian Authority. Maybe this approach gets them to the table, because certainly for the last 40 years, nothing else has really done it. And that's just the truth. All right, let's take another call.
All right, moving on. Let's go to Nancy in Ventura, California. You're on the air.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Hey, I just have to say, this whole thing with looking at finances and money and all of that stuff, having an accounting background, the word debt and deficit really aggravate me.
Yeah.
So how does our country justify sending money to people like this when we could be putting that money toward, you know, our military and all of that other stuff? And I think of it and I kind of relate it to, like, if I was living in debt myself and I had to make my mortgage payment on my credit card, but then I walk over to my neighbor and go, hey, I'm going to make your payment too. Like, you just can't keep doubling your debt to help somebody else.
Well, here's the thing. You raised the interest. The idea was, Harry, that you would support these other governments with our aid because that would be beneficial to stability in a region or stability and relationships with the United States. It just hasn't worked out that way.
Absolutely. And so I think we've been operating under an illusion. an illusion that funding would lead to peace. Instead, funding has led to both corruption and terror. And I think the facts on the ground suggest that we can no longer justify continued funding for the Palestinian Authority or for the Pakistanis unless there is a sea change in both of those regions.
All right, we're going to take more calls. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
All right, these are very close. We have to find out. Mark in St. Louis, Missouri, called within a second of each other. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Mark, go ahead.
Hi there. Yep. My question is this. It's been going on for 40 years.
Yep.
We know there's corruption on their side.
Yep.
But let's face it. We're supposedly have the brightest and the best in those offices on our side.
Yeah.
So it goes to reason that there's something that needs to be checked out or investigated as far as corruption on our side. That just
well, the UN has got. I mean, the corruption in the UN is epidemic proportions. I think that the question that you're really asking, and I'll go to this fan on this, is does Congress have the will to start look when the president starts saying this to really start looking at this?
The truth is, I don't know, Jay. Mark's correct. Congress has been appropriating this nearly $400 million every single year for several decades. And I would just double down on that. This got proportionately worse several years ago when Hamas joined the immunity government, because then, Jay, it went from a bad idea to contradicting federal law. We cannot fund terrorist organizations. Hamas is one. Congress is on the hook for that.
And I think it's important to point out this whole unity government issue, because this unity government is a non-starter. It's a non-sequitur. It's an oxymoron. There's not a unity government. There's not a unity government between Fatah, the Palestinian Authority, and Hamas. The only reason the Palestinian Authority can even stay in authority, let's just be call it what it is because the Israelis are there to allow that to happen. Because if not, Hamas would be taking it over, throwing leadership from the Palestinian Authority off the top of buildings.
Well, Jay, as you
which is what they've done in the past.
As you've pointed out, the situation in the Middle East is multidimensional, and it's very complicated. But the reality is that the Palestinian Authority has teamed up with Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Okay,
right.
They are. Why should we continue to fund them in their activities? Instead of funding the people directly. The President of the United States has made a strategic, very astute call. I'm not giving you any more money. End of story. You're not going to get it.
Right. All right, let's take. We got two more calls, and I think we can do them in 3.5 minutes, Logan.
All right, let's go to Chris in Nevada.
You're Chris, go ahead. You're on.
Hi. I take it China and Russia don't fund these organizations or countries and wouldn't fill the gap if the U.S. pulls out.
Good question. On the UNRWA funding, I've got the top 10 donors. And not on the top 10 donors are Russia or China. And I'm looking at it, Will. Is that correct?
That's correct on that. They do fund Pakistan.
Yeah, of course they fund Pakistan. But they don't fund the Palestinian Authority. Why, you know why? Nothing they're going to get out of the Palestinian Authority. Now, we do, and we're getting nothing for it. But they don't fund the Palestinian Authority, but they give money to Pakistan, so China and Russia. So there you have that. All right.
All right, let's go to the last call of the day. Arlene in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Arlene, go ahead.
Hi. I believe in humanitarian aid, but I believe it makes absolutely no sense to give our tax dollars to governments and organizations that are going to use that money to hurt us and to hurt our allies. It makes no sense. It's just, I think it's been used for appeasement and for a bribe, and it hasn't really done any good. I heard David Davenport on WMCA comment saying the Republicans have voted in the tax reform and the tax cuts, but haven't made any provision for budget cuts, and that they'll have to cut Medicare and Social Security. I'm concerned about that. I'm 64 years old.
Yeah, let me ask Stan Bennett that, because I think that statement's out there. I just don't think it's correct. Dan?
It's inaccurate, Jay. They got the PAYGO waivers that are always granted when something like this has happened. There will be no automatic cuts in entitlement. You know, the idea that anybody talks about entitlement reform is immediately they assume there's dramatic cuts. There's nothing on the table like that, and there was nothing in the tax bill that would change the compensation levels that anybody on those programs are receiving.
All right. There you go.
That's
all right.
For calls.
Yeah, we got through it. I think that's a win. Let me sum this up. The president has initiated a new policy, a new procedure, and that is if you're getting aid from the United States of America, we expect something for it. It doesn't mean you have to build us a building, okay? But it's got to be supporting mutually beneficial policies, stability in the region, in the case of the Palestinian Authority, negotiating peace. We're giving them $700 million a year, probably more than that when you add it all together. probably close to $1 billion. And what is the United States getting for it? They won't meet with the vice president? They won't sit down with the Israelis and have a peace discussion? So then ask yourself the question. Because it's the same question the caller asked. China and Russia aren't giving the Palestinian Authority money. Then ask this one. Why are we giving Pakistan and their military money? What are we getting for that? They harbored Osama bin Laden for 5 years. A lot to think about. A lot of good moves, I think, by the president on this. I support those policies. I think these were the right policies to get this moving and change the paradigm, change the way this is viewed. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. But there's a lot of ways to stay in contact with
That's it. Right. Make sure you're following all of us on Twitter, at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, Logan Sekulow, ACLJ. Make sure you like us on Facebook as well. You can also find us on ACLJ.org. And make sure you subscribe to the Jay Sekulow podcast and download the ACLJ app. But everything you need directly at ACLJ.org. Have a great day.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online.